following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
There it is. Let's follow it and see where it goes.
A new kind of broadband company is here. We're CenturyLink, linking Americans coast to coast to what matters. Our consistently fast speeds save you from interruptions and slowdowns, and since we're locally operated, you'll be met by honest personal service. We're committed to providing a better experience with 5-year price guarantees and more ways to customize your technology.
I think it's headed across the country.
CenturyLink, your link to what's next. Find out more at CenturyLink.com.
Know why most shoe stores never bother to measure your feet? Too much work. Know why they don't offer different widths? Too much work. Know why they don't ask about your work? Too much work. Think you can say installing that last bridge span or torquing the bolts on a jet engine is too much work? Didn't think so. At a Red Wing shoe store, we know your feet and your work, because Red Wing boots are purpose-built for the exact work you do. Red Wing shoes. Work is our work.
11 o'clock, time to get up.
Unbelievable!
It is 11 o'clock, and that means it's time for the Doug and Danny Show with sports director Doug Duda.
There's a ray of sunshine in a gloomy, cloudy day.
What?
What's your name?
7:30, nails, 8, nails, it doesn't matter. And Big Daddy, Tony Davis.
If a monkey flies out of my butt in any minute, too.
Oh, that's right, it's a freaking Super Bowl! Oh, I can't believe it ended like that!
Doug and Daddy bring you some of the best interviews in Central Nebraska. Here is one of the happy interviewees.
I'm very honored to be on with two such esteemed journalists. This is a treat for me. I do appreciate the chance to talk to a lot of my good friends in the Tri-Cities area, notwithstanding the two of you who are jerks.
Let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're jam-packed today, folks. Greg Shea will be in the studio, and he will be talking about what's going on with the Tri-City Storm this Saturday and getting ready for their second home game of the year. Plus, get your fantasy football questions in now because Jeff Erickson of RotoWire have to move him up in the hour. He has some family obligations and some other things that he is taking care of in his normal time slot. So he's going to be coming up here in less than 10 minutes. Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. Check it out at rotowire.com. He'll be joining us here in just a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. We'll have that for you. So you can email your questions. You can put them up on our Facebook page. All of that at ESPNSuperstation.com. You find the podcast. You find the ATS poll question, which this week is who was Nebraska's MVP versus Ohio State. And also, you can send us your Facebook, hit the like, listen to the podcast, or email us, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com on the Debt Popper inbox. Plus, the big news, Jared Crick, our boy, out for the rest of the year. And it's just bad. Robin Washit of Huskers Online will join us on the program today. Plus, that's not all. Mike Trader is going to stop in for just a couple of minutes via phone talking about a clinic going on this weekend with a lot of folks that you will know. And so that is all coming up on the program today.
Doug, I found an interesting article, I think, and I know people want to talk about Jared Crick, and we'll get to that with Robin, because it's obviously devastating news for the defensive line. Who takes over? Looks like Chase Rome, looks like Timo, and Terrence Moore from out of Louisiana is going to have to fill those shoes. All that's coming up later in the hour. Go back to Tuesday Troutman's Trivia, and one of the questions we asked was Michael Vick passed who, which was Randall Cunningham. I had no idea. I opened up my Pro Football Weekly, which came in the mail yesterday. The very back page has got a list of the people on that top list. You have any idea who would be third on that list? A Hall of Fame quarterback?
Old guy?
No.
A long time ago?
No. Steve Young.
Oh, I was going to go Fran Tarkington.
Fran Tarkington actually is fourth.
See, there you go.
But Steve Young is third. Air McNair, fifth. Donovan McNabb, sixth, and John Elway, seventh. I just thought it was interesting because you think of running quarterbacks, you certainly never think of Steve Young. And I don't think you think of Fran Tarkington either. When Fran Tarkington won the 1975 NFL MVP award. He rushed for 108 yards that season.
It's a whole new ball game, folks.
Just found it interesting, some of the names you find on those lists. I never would have thought Steve Young in a million years would have been on the top 20 of that list. He finds himself third, but just an interesting tidbit there.
Love to have you join us on the program today, and welcome to all the folks that are in town for the state softball tournament that continues at the Smith Complex. We'll be talking about that. State tennis gets underway today. Volleyball, big night, some conference finals that are going to be going on. And if it's not conference tournament time, almost everybody else is playing. Hastings is hosting Columbus. Kearney's hosting Lexington. St. Cecilia's at Sandy Creek in a top 10 battle. The Fort Kearney Conference wraps up tonight at Pleasanton. Loomis and Eustis Farnham will be in the consolation game. Overton and Axtell will be in the championship. And in Ord, the Lou Platte Conference Championships will be played tonight. You can hear those live on Classic Hits 98.9 FM or on the web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. The consolation game at 6, St. Paul and Wood River. The championship game will be at around 7:30 between Ord and Kearney Catholic, a rematch of last year. But again, get your fantasy football questions in now, because coming up in just a couple of minutes, we'll be talking to Jeff Erickson of RotoWire, who has to go a little earlier in the hour today. Daddy, baseball going on as well. It's Texas, St. Louis. That's where we're sitting right now.
That's certainly what it looks like.
Detroit, this is back-to-back games, or not back-to-back, I guess game two and now game four, but Texas has won two games, 7-3 in 11 innings.
Yeah, and it comes down to relief pitching, and Valverde gets knocked around a little bit. That's something you don't see very often. But nonetheless, I think it's been incredibly very.
Did he actually throw strikes? Was that the deal? Valverde throws a lot outside the zone. That's all I'm getting at.
Well, yes, he does, but the stuff he throws in the zone is just as wicked. He's just a nasty. You know, you don't follow baseball. A lot of people don't follow baseball till this time of year, so you don't realize how talented these people are. You get off, you think last night, oh, boy, here's going to be a game. It's going to be 13-10 after the first couple innings, 4-3, and then that's the end of the scoring. And St. Louis continues to find a way to needle the Brewers. The Brewers seem to be so close, but just cannot get it done. But you're right. It looks like Texas, and it looks like the Cardinals. That's gonna be the matchup, and I think that's as far as the baseball executives go, that's all they can hope for.
Well, the phone number is 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. And once again, the address to the Dent Popper inbox, the same it's been since Daddy took over that chair over there, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It's time to welcome in Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. And Jeff going a little earlier today, so folks, get your questions in. But Jeffrey, now looking back at all the advice you gave us last week, how did you do?
I'm not sure about the advice I gave you, because I give it a lot of advice and I don't really keep a log. So I apologize for any errors, but I think it was a good week.
We go into a bye week. Let's just start right there. Let's go into the bye week. What are people looking at this week?
Well, first of all, the guys coming back from bye, that the Cowboys are coming back this week, the Ravens are coming back this week, a lot of big performers are coming back. This week, not too many potent offenses on bye. Some key players here and there, you know, Beanie Wells being out this week, Chris Johnson, a few other big names. But, you know, at the same time, it's a good week. It's not the worst bye week. You probably won't get hammered too badly. But for the second week in a row, our best free agent out there on the waiver wire is one that is a player that's going to be on bye this week. Last week is Ryan Terrain. This week it's Tim Tebow.
Well, interesting. How long that lasts, nobody knows. But
he's
nonetheless,
been snatched up in every league I'm in. So
yeah, it's already gone. But
I can't believe. Would you start Tim Tebow? I mean, more than once.
Yeah, I think so. Actually, wow. I mean, look at it. You know, rushing touchdowns from quarterbacks are huge. If you can find a guy like that, if we know he's going to start the rest of the year, and that's not a given, obviously, but as presumably he's going to be able to get you a lot of points. And if you look what he did when he was started the last two games of last season, he actually was a good fantasy producer. He's a better fantasy quarterback than he is a real-life quarterback. It's kind of like in baseball, you find that guy that's a stolen base specialist. Tim Tebow is a rushing quarterback specialist.
Okay, you bring up the Cowboys coming off the bye week. Looks to have Austin back. Look to have Dez Bryant back at full strength. Could this be Felix Jones, also a breakout week for a Patriots defense that seems to be giving up a lot?
Yeah, I think he'll have a pretty good game this week. You know, giving an extra week to kind of rest that shoulder can't hurt. I expect good things out of him this week. I think that you look at him, you look at this matchup here. Even Sean Green ran reasonably well last week. I think the passing game is definitely going to do well. Laurent Robinson actually, you know, had that breakout game before the bye week. He gets relegated back to a third wide receiver role, which means he's like the fourth or fifth target. He can safely bench him. But Bryant, Miles, Miles Austin, Jones, Witten, these guys should all be good starts.
Talking with Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Terrence files in to the email here, the Dent Popper inbox. I need to start one of the following at a flex spot. Vernon Davis, Javid Best, Jeremy Maclin.
Does he specify whether it's PPR or not?
No, he does not.
Okay, I don't think you start Javid Best this week. Niners actually have a pretty good run defense. I think this might be tough sailing for him this week. So my lean right now is Vernon Davis. The Niners just lost Josh Morgan for the year. Michael Crabtree's not 100% healthy yet. They're starting Ted Ginn, which to me is a sign of desperation if I've ever seen one. So that means to me, I think that Vernon Davis is going to get a lot of targets. I'd go with Vernon Davis.
A sign of desperation if I've ever seen one. That's not a vote of confidence.
Well, Terrence also had a note here. Do you think it's time to try and trade Best since he came off that Monday night performance?
Kind of. That was his first career 100-yard rushing game. But, you know, if you're in a PPR league, you know, he's going to get you those targets. I believe in that Detroit offense. I think they're going to put up big numbers all year long. So from that standpoint, I like him. If you're in one of those leagues where, you know, you get bonuses for 100 yards rushing or something like that, that's not the best league for him. But I don't think he's necessarily a sell.
Tom wants to know, in a standard league, you got to play two receivers and a flex player. Santana Moss, Dez Bryant look to be his receivers. Then you got Vic Cruz, Anquan Boldin, Manningham, or Greg Olsen. Who's the flex player?
It goes down to Cruz versus Boldin. That's a tough call, actually. I think that this game against the Giants versus the Bills is going to be a bit of a shootout. I'd say I'd go with Cruz a little bit. I don't know how many targets Boldin gets against the Texans. I think that Ray Rice is going to be able to run a lot. So I'm going to say Cruz over Boldin. It's close.
Bob and Carney says, I need to play one of these in a PPR league. Steve Johnson, Lance Moore, Felix Jones.
Felix Jones. As we talked about that matchup earlier, I like that. Stevie Johnson is a good start, too. I just think that Felix Jones, he's going to get so many more, you know, guaranteed he's going to get touches as long as he doesn't get hurt. I think he'll get 15 to 20 touches, and it's hard to kind of beat that.
Tom wants to know, DeMarco Murray or Daniel Thomas?
Daniel Thomas, he's been practicing this week. Presumably he plays. If he plays, he's going to get a lot of touches. The Jets quietly have not been a good run defense this year, believe it or not. So I think Thomas might actually be able to make some hay on Monday night.
What do you do with these Kansas City running backs? They seem to start be moving the ball a little bit, but all of a sudden you pick some guy up off the grocery store counter and he's going for over 100 yards.
Yeah, Jackie Battle, was it 4 or 5 years in the league? And he had 29 career touch carries before last week. The backstory is even better. Some fan, an ex-Marine or maybe even a current Marine, wrote in to Todd Haley and said, I like how you demand accountability from your players. I'm demanding accountability from you. Play Jackie Battle more. And he goes, okay, I will. And that's the story, at least. I think it's almost a little urban legend, but you know what? Maybe Battle's the guy. And I think you rely on Bo every week. I think Stevie Breston's coming close to being relied upon. Battle, I want to see the second week before I start him week in, week out. But if he's out there on the waiver wire, you got to pick him up, right?
This is Doug, not our Doug. Doug from Riverdale says Mendenhall or Daniel Thomas?
Mendenhall, I just talked to my Pittsburgh source this morning. He looked good in practice. Bruce Arians, their offensive coordinator, said he's still their number one guy despite like what Dwyer and Redmond did last week. I think they'll get theirs against Jacksonville. I think that Mendenhall is probably a decent start.
Jeff Erickson from RotoWire joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What injuries should people be looking at on the waiver wire? On the transaction reports, on the injury report? Who's going to come down to the last second?
Well, we already know Julio Jones probably is not going to play because of that hamstring injury. We're still going to watch Mendenhall, make sure he doesn't have any setbacks with his. Watch the Houston Texans. Matt Schaub did not practice yesterday. Already has a bad matchup at Baltimore coming off their bye. Andre Johnson's probably not going to play, although they're making some noise. Even Arian Foster's got the bad quad all of a sudden. So So all of a sudden, that matchup's looking pretty ugly for the Texans. So that's one of those teams I'm watching really closely this week. You want to watch Joseph Addai, see if he's going to be able to play. I believe he probably will not, which means you got to look at the combo of Donald Brown and DeLone Carter. I think Carter's the guy to own there between the two. He gets the goal line carries. Brown maybe more between the 20s.
Dallas had this bye week, as Tony mentioned. Are they back and healthy? Will they be back at full strength? Miles, Austin, Dez Bryant, everybody going to be ready to go, you think?
Yeah, pretty close to that. Austin had a full practice this week. Dez Bryant, you know, that week off did him wonders. Remember, he's kind of faded in the second half. I think getting, you know, a week off to rest that quad will do him wonders. So, yeah, I'm assuming that this is going to be a shootout against the Patriots. Dallas easily could be undefeated right now. If it weren't for a couple Tony Romo derps, we'd be looking at them as being one of the elite teams in the league. Quietly, their defense has been really good. 3.2 yards per carry against. I think Ben Jarvis Green Ellis, who's dealing with a toe injury, might actually have a tough game this week.
Kyle says, I have Foster as one running back. Who do I pick out of these as my other one? Adai, Marion Barber, Joe McKnight, or Ben Tate?
Yikes. Run for cover. Ben Tate, I guess, although he didn't even play last his groin injury. Supposedly he's a little bit better. This is one of those where you're going to have to watch the practice reports. You know, McKnight's just not going to get regular touches. I mean, the kickoffs are nice, but, I mean, he's at best the third option there for the Jets. Yikes, yeah, it's a bad situation all around there.
Just another minute here with Jeff Erickson, senior editor of RotoWire. You still got time to fire off a quick email to pass it along to him. Let's go to Jack in Kearney here, who says, what should I do with Mercedes Lewis? I guess I've got him, too. I mean, he was supposed to be an elite tight end, and then they get rid of the starting quarterback in Garrard. Gabbert struggling. Usually a young quarterback uses the tight end to bail him out. That's not the case here.
Yeah, that's absolutely right. And they usually dump off to the running back, and Maurice Jones-Drew isn't even getting targets. They're a really baffling franchise. I watched all that game last week. Moment of disclosure, I'm a token Bengals fan, like one of four on the West Coast. I watched pretty much every play of that game. Deji Kareem was getting the targets out of the backfield. He was their check down option. It just makes you shake your head. Maurice Jones-Drew is one of the best pass-catching running backs in recent history in the NFL, and they're not even looking at him in the passing game. They're not looking to Lewis that much. I think teams are rolling their coverage too, Lewis. They're saying, we don't believe your wideouts can beat us. We're going to make Jason Hill and Mike Thomas beat you, and so far, most teams haven't been able to do that. Jason Hill had one random touchdown without a blown coverage, but I think for the most part there, I'm starting to get skeptical that Lewis is going to regain that value. I really thought that he'd get even more targets, but that hasn't been the case. Maybe hold on for one more week to see how this develops, but I'm growing increasingly wary.
Well, and Jeff, that's one of the big holes on my team. I've got Mercedes Lewis and then Heath Miller as my backup. He's okay sometimes at a touchdown only. So I'm looking at the waiver wire. Fred Davis, Scott Chandler, Ben Watson, Jared Cook. Those would be the top
four.
Ben Watson?
Ben Watson, definitely. He's Colt McCoy's security blanket. I'll throw one other name out there, too. Check to see if Joel Dreesen's out there on the Texans. With DeAndre Johnson out, they're throwing their tight ends a lot. I think they're going to do that a lot this week, too. Remember, Jacoby Jones last week got 11 targets, came up with just one catch. There's a reason why they traded for Derek Mason. It's not because they think Derek Mason's a great playmaker. It's because they're getting nothing from their wideouts. Kevin Walter's been okay, but they're going to throw their tight ends a lot. So Dreesen might be another good play this week, especially James Casey's already out this week with a pectoral injury.
Since you're a Jaguar fan, I go to page 35 of Pro Football Weekly in Audibles. It says, I think one of the biggest problems you have in Jacksonville is the head coach's time ran out a few years ago. Anytime you have a situation where the coach is sticking around only because his contract is too much to swallow, you have an unhealthy situation.
Dan Hawkins.
Unfortunately, Jacksonville is in a market that puts a franchise at a competitive disadvantage. They don't have the resources and cash on hand to be competitive in that division. So they're hammering the head coach for sticking around, too.
Yeah, and the thing is, I think it even goes deeper than that. I think this is almost a stealth ploy to kind of get a number of blackout dates in a row so they can move to Los Angeles. I don't know. I'm a Bengals fan. I was watching Bengals and Jaguars. Just say I'm a glutton for punishment. But I think there's a couple teams vying for that Los Angeles market. Plus, there's the Andrew Luck Bowl going on here too. Miami's got that stranglehold right now, but there's a lot of other teams that could be right in the hunt too. The Colts obviously haven't won, but they're playing better at least. Jacksonville, their defense is playing spirited ball, but that offense is pretty ugly.
Last question for Jeff Erickson of RotoWire for this week. Dave and Carney says, touchdown only league. Which running back blows it up this week? Anybody you want. It's a, what do they call this? A no draft?
Yeah.
A no draft.
It's like touchdown. A salary cap sort of thing?
Apparently he can have anybody he wants. Any running back he wants. Who's got the best running back matchup, apparently?
Best running back matchup probably is going to be Adrian Peterson against the Bears. Look at the Bears the last couple of weeks and how impotent they've been. Adrian Peterson, the only thing is I don't trust the Vikings to do the right thing either. For whatever reason, there's a couple of games where they've been protecting leads and he's got like three carries in the second half. Sometimes the franchises aren't so smart. I mean, we always think about the Phillies and their wonderful clock management, but the Vikings sometimes, just how they deploy their personnel. Percy Harvin gets two touches last week. They won, I get that, but still. McNabb, I just don't trust him at all. They got to give Peterson 25, 30 carries if they're going to win on Sunday night.
Thanks, Jeff. You're the best. We appreciate you going early to fit it into your schedule.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for having me early, guys.
Talk to you next week, Jeff. Folks, check it out at the very latest. They'll answer your questions. If you were used to Joe DiMeo in the years past, Jeff and his entire staff are there to answer your questions as well. Go to rotowire.com. We're here in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth where Greg Shea, president of the Tri-City Storm, will be riding in his limousine into our office and into our studios next.
JCPenney knows you don't like ads for clothes, so just for listening to this one for Levi's, I'm going to tell you how to survive a visit from your mother-in-law using the same tactics employed during a grizzly attack. Never run. If she thinks you're running, she'll think you're prey. If you lock eyes, hit the ground in a fetal position. She'll stop attacking when she feels you're no longer a threat.
These survival tips were brought to you by JCPenney, where you'll find all-American Levi's jeans, 514s and 505s, just $34.99 at Levi's lowest prices of the season.
JCPenney, everybody wins.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Offers end October 31st.
Chunky Soup presents the game called Your Life. It's Sunday. You're rushing for that yard and mowing it. You'll charge your cordless drill. You will complete that project outback. And for your NFL-sized hunger, you'll eat chunky beef with country vegetable soup. The hunks of beef and potatoes you love, but low in fat, so you can make an unstoppable run to your kid's football game. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
Jerseys has all the games you want to see for the season. Get to Jerseys on Husker game days. Free Jello shots for everyone when the Huskers score a touchdown. Beer and lots of food specials. Jerseys has the full NFL package and offers $3 Bloody Marys all day long. And the best bucket prices in town. Remember, there are specials every night at Jerseys. Happy hour Monday through Friday, 4 to 6. Jerseys Sports Bar and Grill located in the Vista Point Shopping Center, North Kearney, where the game and the grill are always on.
Face it, it's hard to watch your second highest investment get the hell beat out of it, and you can't do anything about it. So when all hell breaks loose, call the Dent Popper, Kearney's only local paintless dent repair company since 1991. With paintless dent repair, not only does it cost less, involves no painting, and in most cases, it's done the same day, keeping the value of your car and saving you time. So when all hell breaks loose, call or stop by the Dent Popper for your free estimate, 2014 First Avenue on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
More exciting high school football action comes your way Friday night on our network of stations and the World Wide Web at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney High welcomes in Lincoln Southwest in a top 10 matchup. On ESPN 1550, Aurora is at Hastings High. On 1230 KHAS, a top 5 matchup with Adams Central at McCook. Ravenna's at Blue Hill on the Breeze 94.5, while Elm Creek travels to Overton on Classic Hits 98.9. It's high school football Friday night.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high around 72. Northwest winds increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then we'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 63.
Take me out to the ball game.
That's interesting. You're going to walk into the arena and go, what? What? What's the ice pink for? Holy cow, I better go home. I had too many at the Loper game. Hey, folks, don't forget, the Lopers are home this week, and the Broncos are home this week. Go out and support them, and we are glad to have you back with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, where all of our guests are taken care of by our friends at BK, two locations in Kearney, Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Stop by and see them today for lunch. Well, something crazy is going on Saturday. I don't get it.
We don't get it, so that's why we go to the top. We talk to the president, general manager, CEO of the Tri-City Storm. Greg Shea joins us in studio. Greg, welcome back. How are you?
Great to be here. Good to see you guys.
It's already game two, and you got some stuff going on. I mean, you got stuff going on all the time. I get that. But
well, it's
Jim Craig coming in here next week. You got this week. I mean, there's always something on.
It's life in the sports marketing business where you just have to continually think of, okay, what can we do? You've got your diehard fan base. You've got groups of fans that you're selling tickets to. Then you've got, how do I generate that single game ticket sale? What can I do? So you're always thinking promotionally, really. And you get into, hopefully you get into January. It's cold out. People are thinking winter sports. And not that we let our foot off the gas, but it comes a little easier than it does when it's 75 degrees, it's football, and you're kind of fighting that whole thing. We know that, we understand that, and that's why we probably try to do some of our biggest, most impactful promotions in the early part of the year when we need to incrementally try to build our attendance.
Obviously, there's this tackle cancer deal has been going on around the area for a couple, three years now. You guys have kind of jumped into the fray to help out.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Big Daddy, because first off, I commend and have watched this thing from afar, which was started by a group of students over at Kearney High School, from what I understand, and just phenomenal what they did with T-shirt sales, and then Kearney Catholic got involved, and UNK got involved, and it just the momentum is just wonderful. Well, we've had an ongoing program for the last number of years called Jerseys for a Cause. And essentially what we do is we come out early in the season, first, second, or third game of the season, and we wear a special jersey with some type of theme. Not new, not anything, all that novel in sports. And then what we do is we line up organizations, causes, projects, whatever. Each month, one organization, cause, or project throughout the season. And then we raffle game by game one jersey, and all of the proceeds from that particular month go to that cause, project, or organization. This year, as we were in the off season, we were strategizing about, you know, what do we want to do with the Jerseys for a Cause program? And we've had discussion. We're like, you know, I think we need to step up and see if we can do something from our corner. If there's interest in this Tackle Cancer Fund, and certainly the Good Samaritan Hospitals Cancer Center. What they do and where this money goes, as I learned this summer, is just remarkable. It does stay right here, and it goes to people that are absolutely in need, and it's terrible that it's needed, but it's needed. And
the bad part is it affects every one of us.
It affects every one of us in some way, shape, or form. So, and then I would say, without a doubt, the United States Hockey League, like all sports leagues, I mean, you can't turn on the TV, listen to radio, look at the newspaper in the month of October and not see some sports organization or league that's not embraced. The NFL, Major League Baseball, I think have led the charge, but it's trickled into college athletics. It's trickled into different levels of sport. And sport, I think, has always had the opportunity in its platform to do something positive in terms of awareness and raising money. So we have done things in the past, but we thought, you know, this year we're going to kick off our Jerseys for a Cause program in the month of October, which is breast cancer awareness. We already have this synergy with the Good Samaritan Hospital Cancer Center, in that we've been chaperoning the Simply Pink Fashion Show, which actually just took place on Sunday. We have a chance to piggyback on that. So we sat down with the folks. We're very sensitive that we didn't want to do anything that wouldn't be in the most positive light, and everybody said, hey, let's move forward, let's do this. And then, of course, we like to do things sometimes at another level. So we said, let's see, can we paint the pink ice pink?
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying.
There you go.
Okay. So wow. So can we get that?
How in the world?
Well, we did it. Yeah. We did a trial run on Tuesday. It was a little blotchy. But you know what? We hadn't done it. So it was a trial run. And we then shaved her down, or in the process. Still some streaks out there in the ice, aren't there, Skip? There's still some streaks. But this afternoon, we're going to take that ice down. Ice typically runs an inch and a half to 2 inches total. So we're going to take that down probably 3/4 of an inch. They're going to go in and paint. As of yesterday, we hadn't had the second shipment of pink in, so I hope that pink dye comes in. Or I'm going up to Walmart this afternoon, and I'm going to buy all the food coloring I can buy that's snow. I have faith. There's ways. We'll then we're going to paint that surface pink, give it a couple coats of pink. We can't jeopardize the game. We got to have the lines and circles and all that stuff, so you'll still be able to see that. Then the goal is to be able to go in and flood it and build about a 3/4 inch base over the top of that pink, because believe me, when our guys get on there in the level they skate, the starting, the stopping, they dig down in that ice. They chew it up. Our goal is to get it looking as nice as we can look it, as pink as we can do it, and then have it last to about the second period, which then we'll have to start chopping her down from there.
Greg Shea, president of the Tri-City Storm. It's all Saturday when Chicago rolls in. Face-off is set for 7:05. Has this ever been done, the pink ice?
Yeah, I think there's I think other teams, Sioux City, other teams have done it. Not around here, per se, but, you know.
Well, I hope not, because this is like the only hockey rink around here.
I think a handful of teams in our league have done it, and I think that you'll see more of this. I think you'll see even here more colors, maybe whatever the theme might be. We'll see how it goes Saturday night. I wasn't very popular Tuesday when we did the first deal. We had youth hockey, and we had all these youth hockey kids, and we didn't have that 3/4 inch base over the pink. Every kid come off the ice with pink all over the place. Kids thought it was kind of funny. The moms, dads sitting there going, I don't think that will come out. I don't know if it will or not. Anyways, our guys are going to be decked out. They're going to have pink socks, the pink accented jerseys. We're going to be selling pink pucks with proceeds going to this fund. We've got pink T-shirts. Our staff is going to be decked out in pink. You go up to buy an adult beverage or any type of food or beverage, you're going to see people decked out in pink. We're going to try to take it to the next level. And have, you know, it's one of those. It's a serious deal, but at the same time, we can have some fun with it, generate some excitement with it, and hopefully people walk away going, you know what, that was fun. It was energy. The energy level's up. It was exciting. And, oh, by the way, I bought a pink puck, or I bought a T-shirt or whatever, and so I know some of those funds are also going into the depth of this, which is the Tackle Cancer Fund.
Yeah, for as tough as it is, every time I see a promotion, whatever it is, and the Komen run was a couple of weeks ago here in Kearney, the pictures are people smiling, guys, mostly gals, smiling, and either they've been through it or they know somebody that's been through it, and now they've went through some activity. You have fun with it, and then that seems to be able to help the causes out. So it's this Saturday night. Greg, anything else we need to know?
I think that's it. Saturday night, regular game time, 7:05, doors open at 6. You know, hey, we allow tailgating, so, you know, it's going to be beautiful out there. You might want to come out early, set up a little camp after you leave the Loper game.
There you go.
You know, go to the Loper game, watch them notch another win, and then head over to the Vero Events Center, and it's going to be a great night. How many opportunities, in October can you go to a hockey game and tailgate?
There you go.
You can't when you get into winter. I guess you can, but it wouldn't be all that advisable.
Not nearly as fun. Then you bring the ice hut.
Then, after a big night like this, you get to take a break on Sunday?
No, I got Charlie starts up. He's going to be on the ice. You know, he's already asking me day by day, when's my first? He's got a flag football game on Saturday. I thought by second grade you would know which day comes next, but Charlie seems to every morning ask me, Dad, what day is it, and which day do I have flag football, and which day do I have my first hockey game? Like, 3 more days, two days to flag football, 3 to hockey, No, it's fun. Hey, guys, in all seriousness, I appreciate the opportunity to come on. We appreciate all that you do, and in all seriousness, this is a great opportunity for us to be able to do something, and we're proud to have the partners in the Good Samaritan Hospital and Blue Cross Blue Shield in Nebraska to do it. So,
sounds like a great event. Look forward to Saturday night. I'd love to see you out there. Hope to see you out there.
I'm actually ramping up my pink daily. This is just a little hint of pink today. Okay. Tomorrow, going to go another notch, and then Saturday night, I'm going to really show what I can do.
Daddy's wearing pink suspenders. I can't wait to see it. It's Saturday, 7:05.
I can't wait. We see your brother Denny sometimes on Sunday watching football, but a lot more than you.
You ever seen him in pink?
I would love to see Denny in pink.
Not going
to
happen.
No.
And it would have maybe to be forced. It would have to be forced pink.
I'd love to see you on Sunday watching football sometime, maybe after Charlie's game.
You know,
we'll take this personal conversation to the break and be back with more. Coming up, Robin Walsh to talk about the injury to Jared Crick and how that affects the Husker football team after this.
99.9% of the Grainger products you order are shipped the same day. And 99% of our customers think that's great. But if you're part of the 1% minority that thinks this is too fast, here are some ways you can slow us down. Talk slower on the phone. Order in a language only you understand. Have your order shipped to a houseboat, then move the houseboat. Or my personal favorite, order a trillion of something. For super fast access to Grainger's over 900,000 products, call clickgrainger.com or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Chunky Soup presents the game called Your Life. Today you tackle the garage. You rush to the store, and you will receive a text. And for that NFL-sized hunger, you eat like a pro. Chunky sirloin burger with country vegetable soup. The burgers and potatoes you love, but low in fat. And that's how you win this game. Until tonight, when you finally kick off your shoes. Campbell's Chunky. It's amazing what soup can do.
When I told my buddies my starting quarterback in my fantasy league was going to be Matt Schaub, they all laughed. Well, me and my buddies went to Cunningham's Journal like we do every week, practically the ultimate place for sports fans. You can catch all your players on one of their bajillion screens, Husker football every week, awesome food and drink specials, and the beer so cold. Anyways, we're watching the game on the 10-foot screen. There was Matt Schaub tearing it up, threw for three touchdowns, even ran for one. And guess who's laughing now? So sports fans, there's only one place to be time and time again. That's Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, our approach to insurance is simple. One policy for your home, cars, motorcycle, all your toys. One premium for simplified billing. One deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence. All handled by local Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters. See how simple insurance can be. Call Matt Myers and Rich Peters in Kearney at 234-4922. That's 308-234-4922 today. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high around 72. Northwest winds increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then we'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 63.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you back with us on the program today. Oh, half the week, half the price on half the Serta mattress inventory at Bruce Furniture in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. If you're planning on buying a new mattress this year, then you don't want to miss out on this big event. See the ad in your local paper for half price for half the week on Serta mattress sets. Get in there today because this offer is only for a short time and only at Bruce Furniture, taking care of you. It's just right for you in Hastings, Kearney, Holdridge, and Alliance. Half the week, half price on half of their Serta mattress inventory at Bruce Furniture. Daddy, the state high school softball tournament continues in Hastings, and we'll give you some scores as soon as those become available, as soon as the games wrap up.
Right now, we're going to talk a little Husker football. We go to Husker Online. Robin Washett joins us. Every time he comes to the Tri-Cities, he stops at Bruce Furniture and buys a Serta mattress. Robin, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, we're awesome. Glad to have you back on the Doug and Daddy Show. I wish it was under better circumstances, since this one hits a little closer to home than maybe a kid from California or a kid from Texas, because as far as the kids from this area go that see playing time, Thorell and Crick are our boys. And kind of, I pull up Husker Online and it says Remembering Crick by Robin Washington. I went, oh my, that's kind of above and beyond. Are we that sad now? It's like, well, an obituary, I mean, of sorts.
Yeah, maybe the headline was a little excessive, but it's kind of, you know, the loss of Jared Crick is obviously a huge blow to this defense. I mean, not only from a personnel standpoint, I mean, the guy was one of the, you know, foundations of the defense up front, but I mean, just as an overall leadership aspect, he was one of the most respected guys in the locker room, and he was the face of that defense and has been for about the past 2 years. And so for him to go down the way he did, and especially after a frustrating season that he's had all year long, it was just a really, really disappointing end to a stellar career. And I think it is a tough pill for a lot of Husker fans to swallow, because, you know, like you said, he was one of the most well-liked and well-respected players on the team.
Robin, do we know when the injury first happened, and they think they could limp him through?
Yeah, you go back and look, and it was in the fourth quarter of that Ohio State game. He goes down during a play. He's away from the ball, and he goes to the sideline, and he sits out for maybe another play and tries to come back in, and you could just see that he could barely even lift his arm. And he immediately went back to the sideline and didn't come back to the game for the rest of the night. So I'm assuming it was that play, but you know, there's really no definitive answer on that. But if you go back and watch the replay, it's pretty clear that when he tried to come back out there, that it was just no go, and there's no way he was going to be able to play through that.
Well, I haven't had a chance to talk to any of my doctor buds, and I haven't seen it anywhere. Robin, have you heard how long an injury like this takes to recover from?
Yeah, it takes a few months. I've heard anywhere from, six to eight, maybe. I mean, for it to be properly healed and for you to get back to lifting and get it up to full strength and everything like that. So, I mean, the total amount of recovery is going to be at least about 6 months or so. But, you know, the good news is that he should still be able to have some time to get ready for the combine, get into good shape, and hopefully put on a good performance out there in Indianapolis and keep his draft stock at least somewhat high.
Well, it's a good thing he's a fairly smart kid, Daddy. You take a look at that. That's going to be weird. He's only going to be able to work out with one arm. You're going to have like a quagmire look to him.
Well, hopefully we get that one arm working out.
I also love the picture on Husker Online. It's actually one of many pictures where he's being held.
Yeah, well, like he did on every play this season. Obviously, okay. Husker fan wants to know, Chase Rome, Terrence Moore. We know that Chase Rome is hell on paper towel dispensers, but how will he be on the offensive lines? Where do we go from here?
Yeah, they're going to have to definitely count on him. And the good news is that he's actually had a pretty good season so far. I think a lot of people forget that last year, before he suffered a shoulder injury of his own, he was up there in the two deep in the defensive tackle rotation. So he's a guy that they've liked for a while now, and obviously you could see that by how much they've been rotating him in this year. He's still young, but you know, this is his opportunity to step up and get plenty of experience right away. Terrence Moore is another guy. I mean, he started the last year's Holiday Bowl when Steinkuhler was suspended. So I mean, he's a guy that's got plenty of experience in big games as well. They're definitely going to have to rely on him. But it's going to come to a number of guys. You just don't put one guy out there in Phil Crick's shoes. I think you're going to see him rotate quite a bit on that interior line. Baker Steinkuhler, obviously, is another guy that's going to have to step up. He's had a relatively quiet season
all year. And he's a guy that they've been counting on, you know, from the get-go to be a force in the interior. Now he's got to step up more than ever. It's going to be a number of guys. Thaddeus Randall, he's another guy who they like a lot. He's a little bit short, but, you know, he's got plenty of power and plenty of push. I think that the combination of those guys will help soften the blow a little bit, but, you know, there's just no way of replacing his impact.
Robin Walshett of Husker Online joining us here. You can see the article talking about the best five games for Crick, including this year's Washington game in there at number five. Obviously, the Baylor game with all the sacks, five sacks, one of the top performances by a Nebraska player ever. I can't imagine how yours and Sean Callahan's and everybody that is there every day, how their phone blew up yesterday afternoon, because I know ours did. And the question was, you know, well, not so much a question. I heard this more than anything. Well, Crick wasn't doing that much this year anyway, to which I just bristled for two reasons. We like Crick, but even if we didn't know Crick, here's my take. I want your take, Robin. He's getting double-teamed every play. You mentioned Baker Steinkuhler has to step up. My God, yes, he's got to step up, and I can't see that happening because the blocking, the schemes that teams take against Nebraska now will be totally different. They were using two guys on Crick. They're not going to have to double-team anybody. Your thoughts?
Absolutely. I totally agree. I mean, there's a reason that he was kind of been bottled up in these first few games, is because teams were devoting so much attention to slowing him down, and as they should. I mean, a player of that caliber, you have to account for him. And with him out of the mix now, it makes things a lot easier as far as, spreading out the blocking and whole team nearly as much. And so, yeah, if Baker was struggling against, you know, man-to-man blocking schemes the way he has been, you got to wonder how he's going to be able to handle, you know, even more attention that was going to Crick now probably going to him, since he's the veteran of that interior line right now. To say that, you know, Crick's loss isn't big, I think is absolutely ridiculous. You know, his numbers might not have been great, but every single play, offenses were keying in on number 94, and that in itself opened up so much for the rest of the defensive line and even the linebackers. And so with him not there, I think it's only going to get a lot harder for the rest of that defense.
Robin, what happened to the defense as a whole? And I know momentum's a funny thing, but when David took that ball away, in your mind the other night, it looked like people down the field, people said, oh, they got a different quarterback come in. Well, first of all, Bosserman didn't have wide-open receivers running down the field, as we saw the previous four or five games. When people got hit, they had two or three steps. It seemed like when David took the ball away, the defense was the defense that Nebraska fans thought we would have all year and became accustomed to having under the Pelini regime.
Yeah, that was the spark. I mean, I think they had been waiting for, you know, someone to step up and make a play. They had plenty of third down chances to try and stop Ohio State when Braxton Miller was in there, and then he would, you know, break out of the pocket and rush for a 15-yard first down. And so it was just, you know, they had plenty of opportunities up until that point, but no one had been able to step up and make that kind of play to, you know, get the whole machine going, you know. And so when David made that great individual effort to, you know, strip the ball and give him the ball back, and kind of it just kind of provided a surge for the entire team. And, you know, like you said, Miller going down certainly helped things, but at the same time, you know, they shut down Ohio State's running game, they covered their receivers, they got pressure on the quarterback. And so, I mean, it was just it provided an entire lift for the whole defense, and obviously the offense fed on that as they got going as well. And so, I mean, you look back, you know, you could argue that was a season-changing play in a way. I mean, that doesn't happen, you know. Time was definitely not Nebraska's friend in that situation. So Ohio State continues to move the ball and runs out the clock, comes out of there with a win. And all of a sudden, Nebraska's looking at an 0-2 start to the Big Ten play, and there's a lot of questions that need to be asked over these next 2 weeks over the bye week. And so, you know, for him to do that and make a play like that, I think that changed the season. It not only changed the game, it changed the season for Nebraska.
Still a lot of those questions, I think, need to be answered, too, and will they be? This is a big break because Minnesota right now is nothing more than a scrimmage. You've got an off week, you've got Minnesota, and then you get ready for Michigan State and Northwestern with probably the two best passing quarterbacks in the league. Another thing that's been out there is, well, maybe this will give Nebraska a chance to rush the quarterback. They sure haven't been doing that. Your thoughts to that comment from the public?
you know, I think over the last 2 weeks, you've seen a little bit better, at least the timing of their blitzes has been on a little bit more than it has been the first few weeks. And, you know, I don't really know what the story was with those, you know, first few games. It just looked like their blitzes just were not able to get off the ground. The timing was off. They weren't even getting past the line of scrimmage hardly when they were sending linebackers and defensive backs. You know, obviously with Crick not being in there, that it's going to be a little bit, you know, a little bit tougher to try and find some holes in offensive lines. But yeah, I think, like you said, Minnesota will be a nice tune-up game for a really tough stretch here for the second half of the Big Ten season. You know, Minnesota's got some athletes, but they've been just overwhelmed all season. And this could be a game where Nebraska, you know, if they continue that second half, or at least fourth quarter turnaround they had against Ohio State, I think that only continues 2 weeks here down in or up in Minneapolis.
Robin Washep from Huskers Online. Robin, thanks for the time today on ESPN Radio's Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you in Lincoln soon.
All right, sounds good, guys.
Thanks, Robin. I don't think Bo's ever yelled at Robin.
I know sure. You.
Doug and Daddy Show back here at the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth before we go into our break here.
I'm done with you.
Yeah. Your reaction. I gave a little bit about my reaction. I have been here saying we're okay, we're okay, we're okay, we're okay. We're not okay now. The guys have been saying there's three people this team can't lose. Jared Crick, Lavonte David, Taylor Martinez. Right now, I think you could say Rex Burkhead. These other kids have at least shown that they know how to run forward with the football. So you lose Jared Crick.
Yeah, it's a monstrous loss. And if you just look at stats, you think, oh, he hadn't done much this year. First of all, you're a moron. And second of all, you don't understand football. And third of all, just quit watching because you're dumb. D-U-M, dumb. He's getting double teamed, like you said. Plus, on top of the double teams, when he does get locked on somebody one-on-one, he gets held on every freaking play. It's an absolute travesty. They're gonna have official documentaries, but just Jared Crick. I mean, that's going to be the whole deal. Here's a hold. Here's what we want you to call. Here's what we don't want you to call on Jared Crick in the first half of this season.
So how do you think the team is going to bounce back from this? At least they have some time. And they had to play without him against Wyoming.
You've got some time. You've got some young players who obviously think they have a lot of talent. Obviously, they're thrown into the fire. They've got to get up to speed. They've got the 2-3 weeks here to get up to speed with the different things they do on the defense. Everybody's been waiting for Baker Steinkuhler. Maybe this is the hot shot in the backside that he needs to get him going.
Taking a look at state softball, Millard South has beaten Grand Island 10-2, so they'll be down on an elimination game. Wahoo has beaten Gothenburg by a score of 11-4. Ashland Green, with the number 8 seed, is now 2-0 after beating Arlington by a score of 2-1. Gothenburg losing to Wahoo. They'll be back later today, and we will take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show coming up in just a moment. Mike Trader is going to join us, and before we go to break, I want to hit to Jeff's email here. He says, "Hey guys, this is Jeff, the now former framer. Been a while since I've chimed in, and first wanted to thank all involved in putting together the Big Red Lunches and enjoy them a lot. But as for the reason for this note," he says, "I was going to go into a long diatribe," quit using words I don't know, Jeff, "on the Lopers and the fact I don't understand why those stands are not full every home game. But that would take too long, so all I want to say is, folks, get to Cope Stadium and support your local area Nebraska football team. The price is right. The weather looks to be great. There is no Husker game Saturday. The team is having its best season ever, and this is a huge game. They need the support. And oh, by the way, folks, it really is okay to stand up and make some noise. Really, really it is. See you Saturday. Go Lopers. Jeff, the former framer, Daddy."
I think it's a great point. It's an awesome atmosphere for college football. It's just a top 10 battle or 4 against 11, say what you want.
And they let you tailgate too, right?
Absolutely, Loper Alley. Check it out.
Back after this on the Doug and Daddy Show.
October is now Anytober at Subway. Every day, all month long, any regular footlong is a $5 footlong starting at 7 a.m. Any regular footlong, from the steak, egg, and cheese to the mouth-watering turkey breast.
Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax are applicable. Excludes premium sandwiches. Additional charge for extras. Prices higher in Alaska and Hawaii.
As a home plate ump, my eyesight is my paycheck.
Strike one!
Strike, that thing was chin high!
But the price of monthly contact lenses was eating me up.
Strike two!
Come on, it bounced to the plate!
So to save some money, I'm just using these glasses I found. Cha-ching! Strike three, you're out!
He hasn't even pitched the ball yet!
There's an easier way to save. Get online, go to geico.com, get a quote. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Frederick and his decades of experience in problem solving. Heading up the Mead team, Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
The object is to take a frozen 3x1-inch black disc, traveling at speeds of up to 100 miles per hour, and fire into a rectangle of steel, barely measuring 6x4 feet, while skating up to 20 miles an hour. Not to mention the six guys on the other side trying to flatten you. Piece of cake, eh? It's Tri-City Storm Hockey on Platte River Radio. It's a welcome homecoming Saturday. The Storm hosts the Chicago Steel, 6:45 pregame on Classic Hits 98.9.
Sunshine develops across the area through the day today with a high around 72. Northwest winds increase to 10 to 20 miles per hour. Then we'll see partly cloudy skies tonight with a low near 39. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 63.
I'm feeling like a star. You can't stop my shine. I'm Bobby Cloud 9. My head's in the sky. I'm solo. I'm riding solo.
Dugan Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Dodge Jeep Ram and Midway Chevrolet Chrysler, I can't read my own writing, Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. Well, if I didn't have to do all of these, then that would make my day less stressful. But hey, what's less stressful is driving to all of our ball games, Doug and Daddy remote shows, Husker lunches in our 2010 Chevrolet Silverado LTZ crew cab from Midway with the Victory Red exterior, ebony leather interior, heated seats. That's going to be coming in handy. In fact, it did the other night on the way home. Dual climate control. It's got so many great things, I haven't even learned them all yet. Stop by, see that today when we take it out to the ball games, or see the great selection they have at Midway. Go to their website, thinkmidway.com. See every vehicle on both lots, whether you need it new, whether you need it pre-owned. They've got it for you hassle-free with their hassle-free pricing at Midway. Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac in Kearney. Time now to welcome in Mike Trader, who has done a little bit of everything in his basketball career and has made, as many coaches do, a lot of contacts. And Mike, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Glad to have you on.
Thanks a lot. Good to talk to you guys.
Hey, Jerry Heiser, and I'm going to throw you a little curveball here. There's a big weekend for UNK, and Jerry Heiser and his team from 82 is going to be a team of distinction, and they're going to be honored this weekend. You had a chance to battle him a few times for different reasons. You got any Coach Heiser stories you want to share since we may be talking to him tomorrow?
Oh, I probably got a lot of them, but I think the important thing is that, you know, we Doc Farrell, who preceded me as the coach here at Hastings College, probably battled Jerry a little bit longer than I did. I was a player, actually, in the 70s when Jerry was a coach. And, you know, I think going back in history, Jerry really took UNK, at that time Kearney State, to a completely different level, and obviously just did an unbelievable job with the program. And the neat thing about it, though, is that Kearney, UNK, and Hastings. We've always had, I think, just mutual respect, and always appreciated how they played. And I think some of the great all-time games ever played in the state of Nebraska on the college level have obviously been between Kearney and Hastings. So I knew about that, and it's going to be a neat deal for Coach Hezier, and very well deserved. And I know a lot of players who will be there that had a lot of success against Hastings. So I'm sure there'll be a few stories there.
Well, and one of the reasons, or the main reason, we wanted to have you on today is another coaching acquaintance of yours, and Steve Verton, who you've done a lot of work with. You used to coach there in Hastings, obviously down in Iowa now. And you guys put on clinics from time to time, all-star camps from time to time, a lot of things that are going on. But you've got a special one coming up this Saturday that is close to your heart, close to Coach Verton's heart. It's the MRC Basketball Clinic, Coaching for a Cause. It's going to be in Lincoln this Saturday, which obviously no Husker game, so that's the day that it was picked. Just kind of start from the top, if you would, Mike, and tell us what's going on for the clinic, because it's a regular clinic with some great coaches there, and then a little bit about the cause.
Right, yeah, thanks. Coach Burton, I guess to start there, was the basketball coach in this area, I guess probably most notably at Adams Central. He was a head boys basketball coach, and he coached track and as an assistant in football as well. He also coached at Grand Island Northwest and Aurora. So he's real familiar. Many people from the area know Steve, and he's now down in St. Joe at a Catholic school, St. Joe LeBlanc, and coaching down there, and he's a dean of students. Steve, one of his sons, Jason, who's a Hastings College graduate, Jason played football at Hastings College, and his wife, Betty, who's also a HC grad, they have five children. Three of the children, Max, Rowan, Charlie, the three boys, all have a disease called Duchenne muscular dystrophy. Their ages, I believe, are about 7, 4, and not even quite 1. And it's a terrible muscular dystrophy, obviously in itself is horrible, and the Duchenne disease is just awful. And so what we're trying to do as coaches is to try to raise funds to help the family, the Verton family, obviously defer their costs. And we thought one good way that we could do that, especially with Steve's background in coaching, was to have a coaching clinic. And so we think that it's this Saturday, October 15th, and it's at Lincoln Pius. And we think we have some really good names, people coming. Doc Sadler from Nebraska will be speaking at 1 o'clock. Greg McDermott from Creighton will be at 2 o'clock, and then some really good high school coaches, Jim Weeks, Tom DeVerde from Seward. Steve himself will be be speaking. Larry Rebel, who's a 7-time state champion from Millard South. So we've got some really good speakers. It should be a heck of a clinic, and we hope again the coaches. Many we've got a great sign up so far, and we just want to get the word out on the clinic. We also want to let people know that many obviously aren't directly involved in coaching, the people that will be listening to your program, but there is still a way that they could donate by going to www.vertinsclinic.com. That's VERTINSCLINIC.com. Vertinsclinic.com. And if they would like to do something or find out more information, they can certainly go there.
Yeah, a lot of these high school football, Mike, is wrapping up and basketball is next on the docket. Great time to get things kicked off. Maybe learn pick up a couple extra tips for players to bring back to their coaches and whatnot with all the knowledge that's going to be there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I mean, we're fortunate, and I think it really speaks tremendously well of the coaches in this state. Obviously, none of the coaches are getting paid, and you've got two college coaches who are beginning their seasons this weekend, and Doc Sadler and Greg McDermott that are taking the time to come down and be part of this clinic. So, I mean, we can't thank them enough, and obviously all the other high school coaches. And I would like to say this from, you know, especially with the basketball camps that I've run and the youth that I've been involved with over the years, there are a lot of youth coaches in the state. You know, I think a lot of times people think, well, this is just for high school coaches or a middle school coach or something like that. Obviously, there's a lot of parents who coach their kids' teams and things like that, that they are certainly more than welcome, and I think this would be an outstanding clinic for coaches like that.
$99 for an individual, $49 for any additional coach you bring. Bring the whole staff. Let everybody pick the brains of these great coaches. I think it should be a great, great Saturday. Starts at 8:30, Lincoln Pius High School, this Saturday the 15th. If you cannot attend the clinic but like to contribute, www.vertonsclinic, starts with a V, Verton with an S, clinic.com. You can donate there. Should be an awesome day. And is there ever an off season for basketball, Mike, for you?
No. I don't think so. And you guys hit it right on the head. The timing's perfect. You know, high school basketball will be starting, you know, in about three and a half weeks, something like that. And college obviously is getting going. So it's but you're right. There's really no off season for basketball. It's pretty much a year round deal. And this hopefully will get some of the coaches jump started and should be an excellent clinic. It really should be.
Yeah, I think Matt Fritchie, Jim Weeks, Larry Ribble. I mean, what an awesome day. We thank you for the time, Mike. I hope we get some people steered your way, but it should be a great day and a great cause to go support as well here this Saturday. Yeah. Thanks for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Yeah, guys, I can't thank you enough for getting the word out and everything that you guys do for basketball and athletics, sports throughout this area. You're tremendous and really appreciate everything that you do.
Well, Mike, it should be. It is an awesome cause. And, you know, the coaching fraternity is like any other fraternity. You get involved with it. Friends help friends out, and that's what's going on here. Doc Sadler, Greg McDermott, Mike Trader, to name a few. I've listed the other one. It goes on this Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 5:30 p.m., Lincoln Pius High School. Get out, check it out, $99. $100 for an individual, $49 for an additional coach. Lunch is included.
Didn't we used to be healthier? I mean,
I did.
I'm just saying, or did we just not know? There's just so many things lately that you just go, wow, how does this happen to good people? So there you go. Hey, folks, we're going to get out of here unless you got something else you want to talk about. Everything good? Are you studying, by the way, after that horrendous performance in the NFL picking last week? Tomorrow's your bounce back day.
Let's hope so.
You're 9-4 on the season. I have faith in you, just like I did the Huskers. Just want you to know that. Don't tear your pec muscle, all right?
I don't think I have one.
It's way down there. Hey, folks, we want to thank Mike Trader, Greg Shea for coming on the program today, Jeff Erickson from RotoWire, and also Robin Washit from Husker Online to discuss the Crick injury, the Jared Crick injury that keeps him out for the rest of the season and what that means for Nebraska. Tomorrow, we'll be back with more guests on a Football Friday to get you ready for the weekend and get you prepped for the big contest that's going on at Foster Field.
Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 on your AM dial in Kearney, 1550 on that AM dial in Hastings. Bye-bye for now.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.